Buying a property is a long-term expensive business, and for first-time buyers especially, it's good to get yourself in the most financially fit position so that when you engage with home loan lenders, you look favorable enough to offer a low bond interest rate. Two, the interest rate is a cost that you have to pay over and above the capital that you will have borrowed from the lender, and it's there for the life of the agreement, which typically is about 20 years. And for those homeowners who've already done a fair bit of time being on the property ladder and paying their bond, there's no harm in approaching your home loan lender to see whether they can further reduce your interest rate. Well, to tell us more about this issue and more, I'm joined on the line by Meyer Duval. He's a conveyancing attorney from MDW Inc. based in the Western Cape. Thank you so much for joining us, Meyer. Now, so for a first-time property buyer, you're looking to engage the services of a home loan provider, and you really want to ensure that you'll get the best interest rate deal possible. What will you have to do in order to look your most financially fit and secure the best interest rate?
Good evening. What you first have to understand is what the bank will look at when they assess your home loan.
Yeah.
It is all about risk mitigation for the bank. Number one, they are looking at your credit profile. If your credit profile is not so strong, the bank may add 1% or 2% on top of the prime lending interest rate of 7% at the moment to add in a little bit of insurance. But if you default, they have some cover. The second aspect they look at will be your affordability, and that is your ability to repay the home loan every month, considering all your debt and your living expenses. And the third one is your loan to value. Are you putting down a deposit or are you applying for a home loan? So those are the three elements that the bank will consider in general and in principle to consider a home loan.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you can contribute a deposit. Now, many home buyers don't have a deposit, but first-time buyers have access to a government subsidy called FLISP, F-L-I-S-P, and it stands for Finance Linked Individual Subsidy Program.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about that. What does that do? How much help does the government give people who qualify for it?
If you're a first-time buyer and you earn between 3,501 rand up to 22,000 rand, that is gross household income, you may qualify for the subsidy if you're a first-time buyer. If your home loan is approved, and it must be from one of the traditional big banks, if you have a financial dependent like a child or a spouse, and if you are a South African citizen, then you can apply to the government once your home loan is approved and the subsidy will kick in. The subsidy starts at 3,500, mm-hmm. and then your subsidy is roughly 120,000 rand. As example, when you earn 15,000 rand, your subsidy is 63,000 rand. And when you earn 22,000 rand, your subsidy is roughly 86,000 rand. So it's a fantastic opportunity for first-time buyers to make use of this subsidy to put down as a deposit, and with that deposit then renegotiate a lower interest rate for your home loan.
Mm, that's excellent. I wonder how many South Africans actually know about this. Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, our Reserve Bank has been very generous in its support to the economy, cutting the repo rate by 300 basis points. Tell us why reducing the interest rate on your home loan is so important and can be so material to your cost profile over the lifetime of the bond.
Thanks. The average home owner sits in the wait for a Reserve Bank and always hope that the interest rates will go down rather than go up.
Mm.
Now, we've seen how generous the Reserve Bank has been by dropping all these base points. But if you look at a normal vehicle insurance, as the value of your vehicle reduces, your interest, your premiums that you pay to your insurance ought also to drop if you have a wider weight insurance broker.
Mm.
So every year your insurance comes down. However, we find that if a bank approves your home loan at prime plus one or prime plus two, they will never approach you as a consumer and say to you, dear Mr. Homeowner, for the last 5 years you have paid your bond without fail.
Mm.
Your salary has increased. Your affordability has improved. Your credit score is in a good status. And your value of your property has increased. Can't I reduce your home loan interest rate to you? No, you have to sit and wait for a Reserve Bank. And the bank will actually, I call it, track you for 20 years in the high interest rate.
Mm.
I have done calculations that interest rate of prime plus two will cost the homeowner a whopping 32% more for the property paying off over 32 years. So my recommendation is every homeowner, do your homework first, make sure that your credit score is good, your affordability is good, and go back to your bank and renegotiate your interest rate.
What happens if you do approach your bank, but they're not willing?
Remember that securing the home loan when you buy the property is most likely the most nerve-wracking time of buying a house, because then the bank can decline your interest rate or your home loan application. Once you've got your home loan, the bank will not withdraw your home loan if you continue to pay your home loan on a regular basis. So once you've got it, you actually can be a little bit in a tricky situation and go to the bank and say, it's now 3 years later, it's 2 years later, I would like to approach you as my bank, and we've got a good relationship, please consider to reduce my home loan interest rate. Now, if the bank don't want to do that, go to another bank, because this bank is clearly not loyal to you as a customer. They want to trap you in there for 20 years paying a very high interest rate. But they make 100% sure that your financial affairs, your credit score and everything is in good standing, otherwise you're going to have even the face. So my recommendation, if the bank don't want to cooperate with you, go to another bank.
Yeah.
That will show you some loyalty. And you'll find that you have to pay some attorney conveyancing fees, cancellation of your bond, and maybe even re-registration of your bond.
Yes.
On a million rand, if you can save 320,000 rand, paying legal fees will be a small drop to pay and to sacrifice.
Yes, I suppose you have a point there. And just from your experience, do you know of clients and people who have approached their banks and indeed they've agreed to giving them a lower interest rate because their profile is so much better, as you've described?
I actually advise all my clients to go back to the bank 1 year later, and I've had success with my clients because quite often when the home loan is approved and they come and sign their bond documents, I tell them, don't rattle the situation at this moment or don't rattle the cage at this moment because you've just received a home loan. But let's go back to the bank 1 year. Sometimes you find that your own bank will definitely cooperate and work with you, and if it don't work, we go to a different bank. The banks are, people are switching from one, and they call it a switch. People are switching from one bank to the other bank on a regular basis. Sometimes the one bank adds a credit card for you. Sometimes they add a savings account for you. So the banks are hungry for other business. However, interesting enough is that the mortgage originators have got an agreement with the banks not to participate in the switches of the home loan. So you have to go to your own bank directly, to the home loans department, or go directly to the home loans department of another bank and say, my bank is treating me bad. Would you like to have me as a customer?
Yeah. But what happens if you decide to change and you can get a really good interest rate with the other bank, but then now you have to start a whole new contract with them? So I've paid for 10 years. Now I must get another 20-year loan agreement.
This is a very good question there. This is where your own discipline must come in. You must continue to pay that bank, that home loan back, over the same period of time that you applied for. Because if you do stretch your home loan for another 5 or another 10 years, that becomes one of your most expensive credit agreements if you start stretching your home loan. Consider the same time. If you pay back the home loan over 10 years, or 20 years, but you can also stretch it for a lower repayment every month over 30 years, that extra 10 years adds thousands and thousands of rands to your home loan. So always have a discipline to pay back the loan in the same amount of time that you're going to find that. And one of the most amazing things as well, if you do save 1,000, 2,000 rand on your low interest rate, pay that extra money back into your home loan. And then you'll find that your original 20 years of home loan comes down to maybe 16 years, maybe to 15 years, so that you are used to that extra 1,000 or 2,000 every month. So continue to pay it, but pay it back into your home loan as an additional extra payment, and then you'll see how actually quickly you pay back your home loan, and then you get a double benefit of actually the low interest rate plus paying back your home loan much faster.
Mr. Duval, nice talking to you. Thank you so much. That was Mayor Duval. He's a conveyancing attorney from MDW Inc., and he's based in the Western Cape. And that's pretty much all we have for you in terms of the show. We'll have more for you tomorrow. Do have a pleasant one.